The tourism industry is warning that tightening rules around managing risks could hit the sector hard in the wake of the Whakaari White Island eruption. At least two tourism operators, White Island Tours and Volcanic Air Safaris, are among the 13 parties charged by WorkSafe. The eruption has also sparked a review by MBIE into regulations governing adventure activities that operate near natural hazards. Tourism reporter Tess Brunton has more.
Adrift Tongariro operates guided walks on and around active volcanoes, including Mount Ruapehu and Tongariro. Its director, Stuart Barclay, says they've upped their safety systems even more since the Whakaari eruption and ensure their guests are well informed about the volcanic risks.
Essentially, if you're in the middle of a volcano and erupts, you really don't have any chance. And that's something that's quite new for us to be telling our customers since the terrible White Island tragedy.
He says the risk at Tongariro is very low and the Department of Conservation manages and closes access to the mountain if the risk rises. Stuart Barclay is concerned the government review may trigger more rules and compliance costs that already cost his business thousands of dollars. He'd reconsider whether to operate if that happens.
There is a tendency for statements to be, we want to make sure this never happens again. Well, unfortunately, people do die eventually. Everybody dies. And people do take risks. As long as they're knowledgeable of the downside of taking those risks, then I would hate New Zealand to become a country that is really mothered through everything and not given the opportunity to go out and have fun.
This isn't the first time an eruption has forced a rethink of safety practices. Stuart Barclay was operating back in 2012 when Tongariro erupted. He says the key step would be to improve how eruptions are monitored and forecast, but he says that's easier said than done. Tourism industry Aotearoa Chief Executive Chris Roberts says the country should think very carefully before making big changes to how risk is managed.
There are significant implications if, as a country, want to take a different approach to managing risk. As I mentioned to the Minister earlier this week, if we want to be ultra cautious, we could close down our national parks every time there's a heavy rain warning, because that raises the possibility of landslips and danger to people in those parks. So how far do we want to go in trying to totally eliminate risk from people's interaction with the natural environment?
WorkSafe is already speaking to tourism operators and other businesses impacted by the review.
There will be dozens of activities and tens of thousands of human interactions with areas of natural hazards around the country. And so how do we manage the interaction of people going to places that might be susceptible to things like landslides or volcanic activity or ocean surges?
Chris Roberts says Aotearoa has the best adventure activity rules in the world and they don't need to be reviewed. But he agrees a rethink on human activity around natural hazards does. Greg Brownless is a former chair of Bay of Plenty Civil Defence and former Tauranga mayor. He says shutting Whakaari White Island for good will be a devastating economic blow for Whakatane, but the government has to weigh up what is best for everyone.
It's not looking good because this was on a level two, and I think they'd had level two before. But level two in this case resulted in a terrible eruption.
The tourism industry will be watching closely as advice from the review is given to the Workplace Relations and Safety Minister later this month. For Checkpoint, Cortes Brunton, TNA.